for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Dozens of congressional Democrats are in Puerto Rico this weekend for a retreat and to watch the play Hamilton with family. President Trump tells Fox News' Judge Jeanine,
I like the symbol of me being here and them being at some play in a nice location, having a good time. I like that symbol because I am ready to sign, and they're not.
Trump continues to hold out the possibility that he'll declare a national emergency to build the border wall without congressional approval. On CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on a New York Times report that the FBI investigated whether President Trump was working on behalf of the Russians after the firing of Comey.
The idea that's contained in the New York Times story that President Trump was a threat to American national security is silly on its face and not worthy of a response.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A winter storm that already pummeled the Midwest with snow is blanketing Washington and the Mid-Atlantic region. Up to a foot of snowfall is possible in Washington and Virginia on Sunday and into Monday morning, according to the National Weather Service. Baltimore is also in the path of the heavier bands of snowfall with 4 to 6 inches predicted for today. Philadelphia is predicted to get 1 to 2 inches of snow. A trooper in Illinois was killed during snowfall when he tried to protect motorists, pulled off the side of an interstate from traffic. He was struck by another motorist. Saudi Arabia's energy minister said today that major oil producers need to do better to narrow swings in prices that dip below $60 a barrel and rise above $86 a barrel. Khalid Al-Falih said there are consequences when oil prices dip too low or rise too high.
When we hit 86, some people were predicting 100-plus signals we were getting also from global markets was that we needed to cool the market.
He made his comments to the Atlantic Council's Global Energy Forum in Abu Dhabi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Iran's nuclear chief says that government is exploring new uranium enrichment. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The head of Iran's nuclear program says the Islamic Republic has begun what he calls preliminary activities for designing a modern process for 20% uranium enrichment for its 50-year-old research reactor in Tehran, signaling new danger for the nuclear deal. The comment on state television on Sunday increases the pressure on the international community as 20% enrichment would mean that Iran has abandoned in the terms of the 2015 nuclear accord. President Trump already pulled America out of it in May, resuming sanctions on Tehran. So far, United Nations inspectors have said that Iran does continue to comply with the terms of the deal, which limits enrichment to 3.5%. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Congressional Black Caucus is condemning racist comments made by Congressman Steve King and is calling for his removal from his committee assignments. Other lawmakers have come out in reaction as well. Senator Ted Cruz tells NBC's Meet the Press the comments were wrong.
What Steve King said was stupid. It was stupid, it was hurtful, it was wrong, and he needs to stop it. I think all of us ought to be united, regardless of party, in saying white supremacism, white nationalism is hatred, it is bigotry, it is evil, it is wrong. And I think we need that clarity, and I'm certainly going to urge everyone to provide that clarity.
King was under fire for comments he made that appeared to defend white nationalism. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.